podcast and presents The Big Lebowski, directed by Joel Coen, produced by Ethan Coen, starring Jeff Bridges as The Dude, John Goodman as Walter Sobchak, and Steve Buscemi as Donny Karabatsos. Audio described by Kieran McLaughlin. The dry vegetation of dusty desert scrubland.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground.
Way out west there was this fella I want to tell you about. Fella by the name of Jeff Lebowski. At least that was the handle his loving parents gave him. And he never had much use for it himself. This Lebowski, he called himself the Dude. Now, Dude, that's a name no one would self-apply where I come from. But then there was a lot about the Dude that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And a lot about where he lived, likewise. But then again, maybe that's why I found the place so darn interesting.
The lights of a sprawling city illuminate the inky night.
They call Los Angeles the City of Angels. I didn't find it to be that exactly. But I'll allow there are some nice folks there. Of course, I can't say I've seen London. And I've never been to France. And I ain't never seen no queen in her damn dundies, as the fella says. But I'll tell you what, after seeing Los Angeles and this here story I'm about to unfold, I guess I've seen something every bit as stupefying as you'd see in any of those other places. And in English, too. So I can die with a smile on my face without feeling like the good Lord gypped me. Now, this here story I'm about to unfold took place back in the early 90s, just about the time of our conflict with Saddam and the Iraqis. I only mention it because sometimes there's a man, I won't say a hero, because what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man, and I'm talking about the Dude here. Sometimes there's a man, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's the Dude in Los Angeles. And even if he's a lazy man, and the Dude was most certainly that, quite possibly the laziest in Los Angeles County, which would place him high in the running for laziest worldwide. But sometimes there's a man. Sometimes there's a man. Lost my train of thought here. But, hell. I done introduced him enough.
With them all for collective action. This will not stand. This will not stand, this aggression against Kuwait.
Wearing open-toed sandals, a dressing gown, surfer shorts and shades, the Dude shuffles up the murky pathway to his apartment. He's got shoulder-length, unkempt hair and an equally scruffy beard. As he enters, he doesn't see the man who is standing just behind, to the left of the doorway. The Dude pauses, as if sensing something. A second man attacks the Dude and forces him into the bathroom, ramming his head down the toilet. He pushes the Dude's head in and out of the water.
Where's the money, Lebowski? You want that money, Lebowski? Bunny says you're good for it. Where's the money, Lebowski? Where's the money, Lebowski? Where's the fucking money, shithead?
Oh, it's down there somewhere. Let me take another look.
Oh. Don't fuck with us.
He pushes the Dude aside.
Your wife owes money to Jackie Treehorn. That means you owe money to Jackie Treehorn.
Ever thus the deadbeats, Lebowski.
The other hood.
No, don't do that.
Pees on the floor.
Not on the rug, man.
See what happens, Lebowski? You see what happens?
Nobody calls me Lebowski. You got the wrong guy. I'm the Dude, man.
Your name's Lebowski, Lebowski. Your wife is Bunny.
My wife, Bunny? Do you see a wedding ring on my finger? Does this place look like I'm fucking married? The toilet seat's up, man.
He yanks it down, then peers in and fishes out his shades, ruefully shaking the water off. The hood pulls a bowling ball from its cloth cover and looks at it, mystified.
The fuck is this?
Obviously, you're not a golfer.
The hood drops the ball.
Woo?
Yeah.
Isn't this guy supposed to be a millionaire? Fuck. Yeah, what do you think?
He looks like a fucking loser.
Hey, at least I'm housebroken.
Thanks a lot, asshole.
The Hoods march out, leaving the dude sitting on the toilet. A large 10-pin bowling alley. A strike.
I'm throwing rocks tonight. Mark it, dude.
This was a valued rock. This was a...
Yeah, man, it really tied the room together.
So this was a valued...
What tied the room together, dude?
My rug.
Were you listening to the dude's story, Donnie?
Walter.
Were you listening to the dude's story?
I was bowling.
So you have no frame of reference here, Donnie. You're like a child who wanders in the middle of a movie and wants to know...
Walter, what's the point, man?
There's no reason. Here's my point, dude. There's no fucking reason why these...
Yeah, Walter, what's your point?
Huh?
Walter, what is the point? Look, we all know who is at fault here. What the fuck are you talking about?
Huh? No, what the fuck are you... I'm not... We're talking about unchecked aggression here,
dude. What the fuck is he talking
about? My rug.
Forget it, Donnie. You're out of your element.
Walter, the Chinaman who peed on my rug, I can't go give him a bill. So what the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about? The Chinaman is not the issue here, dude. I'm talking about drawing a line in the sand, dude. Across this line, you do not. Also, dude, Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature. Asian American, please.
Walter, this isn't a guy who built the railroads here. This is a guy.
What the fuck are you
talking? Walter, he peed on my rug.
He peed on the dude's rug.
Donnie, you're out of your element, dude. The Chinaman is not the issue here.
So who?
Jeff Lebowski, the other Jeffrey Lebowski, the millionaire.
That's fucking interesting, man. That's fucking interesting.
Plus, he has the wealth, obviously, and the resources, so that there's no reason, there's no fucking reason why his wife should go out and owe money all over town, and then they come and they pee on your fucking rug. Am I wrong?
No.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, but...
Okay, then. That rug really tied the room together, did it not?
Fucking A.
This guy peed on it.
Donnie, please.
You know, this is the fucking guy. I could find this fucking Lebowski guy.
His name is Lebowski? That's your name, dude.
This is the guy who should compensate me for the fucking rug. His wife goes out and owes money all over town and they pee on my rug?
They pee on your fucking rug?
They peed on my fucking rug.
That's right, dude. They peed on your fucking rug.
This is a study. As you can see, the various commendations, awards,
Jeffrey
citations,
Lebowski.
Honorary degrees, etc.
Very impressive.
Oh, please feel free to inspect them.
Oh, no, I'm not really...
Oh, please. That is the key to the city of Pasadena, which Mr. Lebowski received 2 years ago in recognition of his various civic... That's the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce Business Achiever Award, which is given, well, not necessarily given every year. Hey, given only when there's a worthy somebody.
Is this him with Nancy?
Yes, indeed. That is Mr. Lebowski with the First Lady, yes. Yeah. It was taken when Mrs.
That's Lebowski on the left there?
Yeah, of course, Mr. Lebowski on the left.
So he's a handicapped guy?
Mr. Lebowski is disabled, yes. This picture was taken when Mrs. Reagan was First Lady of the nation. Yes, yes. Not of California. In fact, he met privately with the president, though unfortunately there wasn't enough time for a photo opportunity.
Oh, Nancy's pretty good.
Oh, wonderful woman. We were very happy to...
These are,
Those are Mr. Lebowski's children,
different
so
mothers,
to speak.
Huh?
No, they're not.
Racially, he's pretty cool.
They're not literally his children. They're the little Lebowski urban achievers, inner city children of promise, but without the necessary means for a higher education. So Mr. Lebowski is committed to sending all of them to college. Excuse me.
Please.
Thank you.
I'm gonna fire out. Think he's got room for one more?
Oh. You never went to college. Please,
I did, but, I spent most of my time occupying various administration buildings, smoking a lot of pie sticks, breaking into the ROTC, bowling. Tell you the truth, Brian, I don't remember most of it.
Oh.
An elderly man in a motorized wheelchair enters the opulent room.
Okay, sir, you're a Lebowski, I'm a Lebowski. That's terrific. But I am very busy, as I imagine you are.
He steers behind a large desk.
What can I do for you, sir?
Well, sir, it's this rug I have. It really tied the room together.
You told Brandt on the phone, he told me. Where do I fit in?
Well, they were looking for you, these two guys.
Say it again. You told Brandt on the phone, he told me. I know what happened. Yes, yes.
Oh, so you know that they were trying to piss on your rug.
Did I urinate on your rug?
You mean, did you personally come and pee on my rug?
Hello. Do you speak English, sir? Parla usted inglés? I'll ask you again. Did I urinate on your rug?
No, like I said, woo or peed on my rug.
I just want to understand this, sir. Every time a rug is micturated upon in this fair city, I have to compensate the person?
Come on, man. I'm not trying to scam anybody here.
You're just looking for a handout like every other... Are you employed, Mr. Lebowski?
Let me explain something to you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know? His dudeness, or duder, or, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Are you employed, sir?
Employed?
You don't go out looking for a job dressed like that, do you? On a weekday?
What day is this?
Well, I do work, sir. So if you don't mind...
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man. I mean, your wife owes
my... My wife is not the issue here. I hope that someday my wife will learn to live on her allowance, which is ample. But if she does not, that is her problem, not mine. Just as a rug is your problem. Just as every bum's lot in life is his own responsibility, regardless of who he chooses to blame. I didn't blame anyone for the loss of my legs. Some child took them from me in Korea, but I went out and achieved anyway. I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
The dude stares from behind his shades.
Oh, fuck it.
Yes, that's your answer. That's your answer to everything. Tattoo it on your forehead. Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences. The bomb's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir! The bums will always lose! Do you hear me, Lebowski? The bums will always lose!
How was your meeting, Mr. Lebowski?
Okay. The old man told me to take any rug in the house.
Well, enjoy. And perhaps we'll see you again sometime, dude.
Yeah, sure. I'm in the neighborhood, and abuse a job.
As a servant carries a rug, the dude veers away from Brandt and homes in on a blonde in a bikini who is painting her nails vivid green while sitting in a sun lounger. The dude leers over her as she stretches her leg towards him.
Blow on them.
Huh?
Go ahead. Blow.
He holds her foot.
You want me to blow on your toes?
Uh-huh. I can't blow that far.
Behind in the pool, a man is asleep on a lilo. An empty bottle floats beside him. The dude looks at him.
Are you sure he won't mind?
Uli doesn't care about anything. He's a nihilist.
Oh, that must be exhausting.
You're not blowing.
Our guest has to be getting along, Mrs. Lebowski.
Oh, your bunny.
She takes off her shades and looks at him.
I'll suck your cock for $1,000.
Wonderful woman. We're all very fond of her, very free-spirited.
Brand can't watch, though, or he has to pay $100.
That's marvelous.
Brant drags the dude off.
I'm just gonna go find a cash machine.
At the bowling alley, Donnie bowls a strike.
Woo! I'm slamming it tonight. You guys are dead in the water.
All right, way to go, Donnie! If you would, it is no dream.
Fucking 20 minutes late, man. What the fuck is that?
Theodore Herzl. Huh? State of Israel. If you will it, dude. It is no dream.
What the fuck are you talking about, man? The carrier. What's in the fucking carrier?
Huh? Oh, Cynthia's dog. I think it's a Pomeranian. I can't leave him home alone or he eats the furniture. I'm watching it while Cynthia and Marty Ackerman are in Hawaii.
You brought a fucking Pomeranian bowling?
Brought it bowling? I didn't rent it shoes. I'm not buying it a fucking beer. He's not taking your fucking turn, dude.
Man, if my fucking ex-wife asked me to take care of her fucking dog while she and her boyfriend went to Honolulu, I'd tell her to go fuck herself. Why can't you board it?
First of all, dude, you don't have an ex. Secondly, this is a fucking show dog with fucking papers. You can't board it. It gets upset.
Hey,
its hair falls out.
Walter.
Fucking dog has fucking papers. Over the line!
Huh?
I'm sorry, Smokey. You were over the line. That's a foul.
Bullshit. Mark it 8, dude.
Excuse me. Mark it 0 next frame.
Bullshit, Walter. Mark it 8, dude.
Smokey, this is not Nom. This is bowling. There are rules.
Hey, Walter, come on. It's just... Hey, man, it's Smokey, so his toe slipped over a little, you know? It's just a game, man.
This is a league game. This determines who enters the next round robin. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I wasn't...
Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I wasn't over. Give me the marker, dude. I'm marking an 8.
Smokey, my friend.
Walter pulls out a gun.
You're entering a world of pain.
Walter, man.
You mark that frame an 8, you're entering a world of pain.
He glares at Smokey.
I'm not...
A world of pain.
Look, dude, this is your partner.
Is the whole world gone crazy? Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about the rules? Mark it 0.
They're calling the cops, man. Put the piece away.
Mark it 0.
Walter, put the piece away.
Walter?
You think I'm fucking around here? Mark it 0.
Standing, Walter points the gun straight at Smokey's forehead. The dude places a pen in Smokey's hand. Cowering with fear, he scribbles on the scorecard.
All right, it's fucking 0. Are you happy, you crazy fuck?
Grim-faced, the burly Walter sits.
It's a league game, Smokey.
Later, outside.
Do that, man. These guys, you know, they're like me. They're pacifists. Smokey was a conscientious objector.
You know, dude, I myself dabbled in pacifism at one point. Not in Nam, of course.
And you know, he's got emotional problems, man.
You mean beyond pacifism?
He's fragile. Very fragile.
They get into the dude's car.
I did not know that. Well, it's all water under the bridge. And... We do enter the next round robin. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an asshole.
Okay, then. Play Quintana and O'Brien next week. They should be pushovers.
Pops run into the bowling alley.
Man, you just take it easy, man.
You know, that's your answer for everything, dude. And let me point out something. Pacifism is not... Look at our current situation with that camel fucker in Iraq. Pacifism is not something to hide behind.
Just take it easy, man.
I'm perfectly calm, dude.
Yeah, waving the fucking gun around?
Calmer than you are.
Will you just take it easy?
Calmer than you are.
At the dude's place, Lebowski's rug is on the floor.
Dude, this is Smokey. Look, I don't want to be a hard-on about this, and I know it wasn't your fault, but I just thought it was fair to tell you that Gilbert and I will be submitting this to the league and asking them to set aside the round. I don't know. Maybe forfeit it to us. So, like I say, just thought, you know, fair warning. Tell Walter. I'm sorry.
Mr. Lebowski, this is Brand at Mr. Lebowski's office. Please call us as soon as it's convenient.
The dude pours a drink.
Mr. Lebowski, this is Mel Zelniger of the Southern Cal Bowling League. I just got an informal report that a member of your team, Walter Soljak, drew a firearm during league play. If this is true, of course, course, it contravenes a number of the league's bylaws and also Article 27 of the league.
Dude.
Hey, Marty.
Dude, I finally got the venue I wanted. I'm performing my dance quintet, you know, my cycle, at Crane Jackson's Fountain Street Theater on Tuesday night, and I'd love it if you came and gave me notes.
I'll be there, man.
Dude, tomorrow's already the 10th.
Far out.
Realization dawns on the dude.
Oh, all right, okay.
Just slipped the rent under my door.
The small, balding Marty nervously hurries off.
Serious infraction. Stand examine your standing. Thank you. Mr. Lebowski, Brandt again. Please do call us as soon as you get in and I'll send a limo. I hope you're not avoiding this call because of the rug. Which I assure you is not a problem. We need your help and, well, we would very much like to see you. Thank you. It's Brandt.
We've had some terrible news. Mr. Lebowski's in seclusion in the West Wing.
Brandt ostentatiously opens the doors to a darkened room.
Mr. Lebowski.
The dude steps into the candlelit murk. A brooding Lebowski is in his wheelchair staring at an open fire.
Funny. I can look back on a life of achievement. Challenges met. Competitors bested. Obstacles overcome. I've accomplished more than most men, and without the use of my legs. What makes a man, Mr. Lebowski?
Dude.
Huh?
I don't know, sir.
Is it being prepared to do the right thing? Whatever the cost. Isn't that what makes a man?
Sure, that and a pair of testicles.
You're joking, but perhaps you're right.
You mind if I do it, Jay?
He puts a joint in his mouth.
Bunny.
The dude looks mystified.
Excuse me?
Bunny Lebowski. She is the light of my life. Are you surprised at my tears, sir?
The dude drags on the joint.
Oh, fucking A.
Strong men also cry. Strong men also cry. I received this fax this morning.
Brandt hands it to the dude.
As you can see, it is a ransom note.
We have money.
Written by men who are unable to achieve on a level field of
gather
play.
$1 million.
Howard!
Unmarked, non-consecutive, 20.
Weekly!
A wait, instructions,
Bum.
No funny stuff. Bummer.
Huh?
This is a bummer, man. That's a bummer.
Brandt will fill you in on the details.
As Lebowski looks away in anguish, Brandt hurries the dude from the room. On his way out, the dude casts a look back at the old man, who is again staring into the fire. Brandt's face is creased with worry.
Mr. Lebowski is prepared to make a generous offer to you to act as courier once we get instructions for the money.
What do you mean, man?
He believes the culprits might be the very people who, soiled your rug, and you're in a unique position to confirm or disconfirm that suspicion.
He thinks the carpet pissers did this?
Well, dude, we just don't know.
Smoke drifts from the dude's nostrils as he stares at Brandt. A pair of hands, one of which wears a black bowling glove, tie the laces on lavender-colored bowling shoes. They then pull up a knee-length sock of the same color. The left hand, which sports big rings in all but the middle finger, hovers over a lane-side hand dryer. The nail of the pinky is painted lavender. The owner of the hands is a tall, thin man. He is dressed in a lavender jumpsuit and has a black goatee and a long ponytail. His hair is enclosed by a black hairnet. He closes his eyes and, holding the purple ball to his mouth, licks it lecherously. He stares intensely down the lane as he prepares to throw. Just above the breast pocket of the jumpsuit is embroidered the name Jesus. Smoothly, he releases the ball. Strike. Jesus turns away from the polished lane and with studied arrogance performs a triumphant, soft shoe shuffle. He points theatrically at his partner, who returns the gesture as if to say, "You're the man." With a confident grin, Jesus walks away. Seemingly unimpressed, the dude eyeballs him, nodding his head knowingly. Donnie turns to look with a baffled expression. Jesus pouts at him provocatively. The bearded Walter stares belligerently from behind his aviator shades as Jesus raises his clenched fist high, index finger pointing skywards.
Fucking Santana. That creep can roll, man.
Yeah, but he's a pervert, dude.
Yeah.
No. He's a sex offender with a record. He did 6 months in Chino for exposing himself to an 8-year-old.
Huh.
When he moved to Hollywood, he had to go door to door to tell everyone he was a petter ass.
What's a petter ass, Walter?
Shut the fuck up, Donnie. So, how much did they give you?
$20,000, man. And, of course, I still get to keep the rug.
Just for making the handle?
Yeah. They gave, dude a beeper. Also, whenever these guys call.
What if it's during a game?
Oh, I told him if it was during league play.
What's during league play?
Life does not stop and start at your convenience, you miserable piece of shit.
I figure...
What's wrong with Walter, dude?
I figure it's easy money, you know. It's all pretty harmless. She probably kidnapped herself.
Huh?
What do you mean, dude?
Rug Pierce did not do this. Look at it. A young trophy wife marries this guy for his money. She figures he isn't giving her enough, you know. She owes money all over town.
Fucking...
It's all
bitch.
Goddamn fake, man. It's like Lenin said. You look for the person who will benefit, and, you know...
I am the walrus?
You know, you'll, well, you know what I'm trying to say?
I am the walrus.
That fucking bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I am the walrus.
That's shut the fuck up, Donnie. V.I. Lenin. Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Fucking exactly what happened. Those, that makes me fucking sick.
Well, what do you care, Walter?
Those rich Fox, this whole fucking thing. I did not watch my buddies die face down in the muck so that this fucking strumpet, this
Walter,
fucking whore,
I see any
could
connection
waltz around
with Vietnam, man.
Well, there isn't a literal connection.
No, Walter,
dude.
Face it, there isn't any connection. You're wrong.
Have it your way, but my
your
point
role.
Is that my point
your
is.
Role.
Are you ready to be fucked, man?
Jesus struts over.
I see you roll your way into the semis. Dios mío, man. Liam and me, we're gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Now smiling at Walter.
Let me tell you something, Pandeo. You pull any of your crazy shit with us, you flash a piece out on the lanes, I'll take it away from you and stick it up your ass and pull the fucking trigger till it goes click.
Walter stares blankly.
Jesus.
You said it, man. Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
Jesus and his partner leave. The guys look a bit shell-shocked.
8-year-olds, dude.
At home, the dude lies on Lebowski's rug. His eyes are closed and he's listening to a cassette tape on headphones. The tape has Venice Beach League Players 1987 on side A and Bob on side B. Abruptly, the dude frowns and opens his eyes. Standing over him are a smartly dressed woman and two heavies. One of the heavies punches him. A huge exploding firework morphs into a sky full of stars. The stars themselves then dissolve into the streetlights of Los Angeles as seen from above. The dude is flying Superman style over the sprawling city. His long hair and loose clothes flap in the breeze. He smiles and seems to be enjoying himself. He spots someone in front of him flying on a Lebowski rug and tries to give chase by moving his arms as if doing the butterfly stroke. Despite his best efforts, the flying rug advances quickly into the distance. The dude is now holding a bowling ball with his left hand. Abruptly, it jerks him earthwards. Take a woman like you. He plunges into darkness, out of which emerges a giant bowling ball. It rolls towards the dude, who cowers before its advancing shadow. Clouds are raging all around my door. It rolls over him, and now the world is viewed through the finger hole of the moving ball. Alternate views of the bowling lane and the roof appear and disappear as the ball makes its way towards the pins. As it hits, the pins are scattered, disappearing into infinite darkness. The dude comes to. Sprawled on the floor, he is still wearing his headphones, but the rug is missing. Feeling about with his hands, he discovers that the rug is gone. He lifts his head just to make sure. At Lebowski's house.
They called about 80 minutes ago. They want you to take the money and drive north on the 405. They will call you on the portable phone with instructions in about 40 minutes. One person only. They were very clear on that, or I'd go with you. One person only. What happened to your jaw?
Oh, nothing.
Brandt opens a safe.
Here's the money.
In a briefcase.
And the phone. Please, dude, follow whatever instructions they give.
All right.
Her life is in your hands.
Don't say
Mr. Lebowski asked me to repeat that. Her life is in your hands.
Yeah.
Her life is in your hands, dude. And report back to us as soon as it's done.
Nighttime. The dude drives his battered car towards a store called Subcheck Security. Walter waits outside carrying a holdall and brown paper parcel. He strides towards the car.
Where the fuck are you going, man?
Take the ringer. I'll drive. Huh?
The what?
The ringer.
The ringer, dude.
The dude opens Walter's holdall, which is stuffed with underwear.
What the?
Have they called yet?
What the hell is this?
My dirty undies, dude. Laundry. The whites.
Walter, I'm sure there's a reason you brought your dirty undies, man.
That's right, dude. The weight. The ringer cannot look empty.
Walter, what the fuck are you thinking, man?
You're right, dude. I got to thinking, why should we settle for a measly fucking 20 grand?
What the fuck we? You said you just wanted to come along.
My point, dude, is why should we settle for 20 grand when we can keep the entire million? Am I wrong?
Yes, you're wrong. This isn't a fucking game, man.
Oh, but it is a game. You said so yourself. She kidnapped herself.
I said I thought... Dude here. Dude, the bag man, where do you want us to go?
Us?
Shit! Yeah, you know, me and the driver. I'm not handling the money, driving the car, and talking on the phone all by
myself. Shut the fuck up!
Dude, are you fucking this up?
Who is that?
That is the driver. I told you. Shit!
What the fuck's going on there?
Walter!
What the fuck is going on?
He hung up, man! You fucked it up! You fucked it up! Her life was in our hands, man.
Easy, dude.
We're screwed now. We don't get shit. They're gonna kill her. We're fucked, Walter.
Nothing is fucked, dude. Come on. You're being very undude. They'll call back. Look, she kidnapped her. You see? Nothing's fucked here, dude. Nothing is fucked. They're a bunch of fucking amateurs.
Hey, Walter, will you just shut the fuck up? Don't say people. I'm doing business here, man.
Okay, dude. Do it your way. They're amateurs.
The dude winces in exasperation.
Dude.
Okay, we proceed, but only if there's no funny stuff.
Yeah.
So no funny stuff, okay?
Just tell me where the fuck you want us to go.
An exit sign. Simi Valley Road, next left.
That was the sign, man.
So, all we're gonna do is get her back. No one's in a position to complain. We keep the back sheesh.
Terrific, Walter, but you haven't told me how we're gonna get her back. Where is she?
That's the simple part, dude. We make the handoff, I grab one of them, beat it out of them. Huh?
Yeah. That's a great plan, Walter. That's fucking ingenious, if I understand it correctly. It's a Swiss fucking watch.
That's right, dude. The beauty of this is its simplicity. Once a plan gets too complex, everything can go wrong. There's one thing I learned in Nam.
Dude.
Coming to a wooden bridge. When you cross the bridge, you throw the bag from the left window of the moving car. You're being watched.
Fuck.
What do you say? Where's the handoff?
There is no fucking handoff, man. At the wooden bridge, we throw the money out of the car.
Huh?
We throw the money out of the moving car.
Well, we can't do that, dude. That fucks up our plan.
Well, call them up and explain it to them, Walter. Your plan is so fucking simple, and they'll fucking understand it. That's the beauty of it.
Wooden bridge, huh?
Throwing the money, Walter. We're not fucking around, man.
Okay, dude, the bridge is coming up. Give me the ringer. Chop, chop.
Fuck that. Walter, I love you, but sooner or later you're gonna have to face the fact you're a goddamn moron.
Okay, dude, no time to argue.
Hey, man!
It's the bridge.
Hey, Walter! Hey, Walter! Hey, Walter!
Here goes the ringer!
Walter throws the hold all out.
Okay, dude, your wheel.
Hey,
15 mph, I roll out. I double back and grab one of them and beat it out of them. Lucy.
Lucy.
It goes rolling out of
Walter.
Your neck, did you?
Walter,
15, dude, this is it. Take that hill.
Grabbing the brown paper parcel, Walter tumbles out of the car. Gunfire wrecks the back of the car. The dude loses control, swerves off the road, and hits a lamppost. The lights of motorcycles appear from beneath the bridge. The dude grabs Lebowski's briefcase and runs onto the road, waving it. The bikes speed off.
We have it! We have it! We have it!
He draws level with Walter. They watch the three motorbikes vanish into the darkness. Walter, wearing combat jacket, military-style bandana, and aviator shades, wipes his sleeve across his nose. The dude's face is etched with frustration.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
At the bowling alley, Walter is holding a ball just below his bearded chin. He's puffing on a cigarette and blows smoke out abruptly before shaping to deliver his shot. Behind him, the dude sits disconsolately on the plastic seating. He is dressed in surfer shorts and battered chunky cardigan. Cradling the huge mobile phone given to him by Brandt, his worried face stares into space. Having retrieved his ball, Walter sits near him.
It's I am he, dude, as the ex used to say.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean? What the fuck are we gonna tell Lebowski?
Huh? Oh, him. What exactly is the problem?
Oh, the problem is... What do you mean? What's the... There was no... We didn't... They're gonna kill that poor woman, man.
What the fuck are you talking about? The poor woman, that poor slut kidnapped herself. Come on, dude, you said so yourself.
Man, I said I thought she kidnapped herself. You're the one who's so fucking certain.
That's right, dude. 100% certain.
They posted the next round for the tournament.
Donnie, shut the fuck up. When do we play?
It's Saturday.
Saturday? Well, I have to reschedule.
Walter, what am I going to tell Lebowski?
I told that fuck down at the league office. Who's in charge of scheduling?
Walter.
Burkhalter.
I told that crowd a fucking 1,000 times I don't roll on Shabbos.
Walter.
They already posted it.
Well, they can fucking unpost it.
Who gives a shit? They're gonna kill that poor woman, man. What am I gonna tell Lebowski?
Come on, dude. Eventually she'll get tired of her little game and, you know, wander on back.
Yeah.
How come you don't roll on Saturday, Walter?
I'm Shomer Shabbos.
What's that, Walter?
Yeah, and in the meantime, what do I tell Lebowski?
Saturday, Donnie, is Shabbos, the Jewish day of rest. That means I don't work. I don't drive a car. I don't fucking ride in a car. I don't handle money. I don't turn on the oven. And I sure as shit don't fucking roll!
Sheesh.
Shomer Shabbos!
Walter glares.
Walter, how am I going to...
Shomer fucking Shabbos.
Oh, fuck. That's it. I'm out of here.
Oh, come on, dude.
Walter mouths, not happy.
Dude! Look.
You just tell him we made the drop and everything went, you know.
Oh, yeah, how'd it go?
Well, all right. Dude's car got a little dinged up.
Walter, we didn't make the fucking handoff, man. They didn't get the fucking money. And they're gonna... They're gonna
kill that poor woman. They're gonna kill that poor woman.
Hey, Walter, if you can't ride in a car, then how do you get around on Shaman?
Really, dude, you surprised me. They're not gonna kill shit. They're not gonna do shit. What can they do? They're a bunch of fucking amateurs. And meanwhile, look at the bottom line. Who's sitting on $1 million? Am I wrong?
Walter.
Who's got a fucking $1 million sitting in the trunk of our car?
Our car, Walter.
My dirty undies. My fucking whites.
Just outside the bowling alley, they all stop short and stare towards the car park.
Say, dude, where is your car?
Who's got your undies, Walter?
Where's your car, dude?
You don't know, Walter?
It was parked in a handicap zone. Perhaps they towed it.
You fucking know it's been stolen.
Well, certainly that's a possibility, dude.
Oh, fuck it.
Where you going, dude?
Going home, Donnie.
Phone's ringing, dude.
Thank you, Donnie.
The dude walks into the night. Now, at his apartment, two cops stare at the dude across a coffee table loaded with clutter.
Green, some brown, rust coloration.
And was there anything of value in the car?
Oh, tape deck. Some Creedence tapes, and there was my briefcase.
In the briefcase?
Papers, just papers, you know, my papers, business papers.
And what do you do, sir?
I'm unemployed.
The policeman smiles and makes a note.
My rug was also stolen.
Your rug was in the car?
No, here.
Separate incidents.
The dude is not in.
Do you find him much, these stolen cars?
Sometimes. Wouldn't hold out much hope for the tape deck, though.
Or the credence.
Well, what about the briefcase?
Mr. Lebowski, I'd like to see you. Call when you get home and I'll send a car for you. My name is Maud Lebowski. I'm the woman who took your rug.
Well, guess we can close the file on that one.
As bright light is reflected off a dark surface, it illuminates spattered liquid stains. A shadow looms up, blocking the light source. The shadow becomes a silhouette. Sandals, skinny legs, and billowing surfer shorts betray the silhouette as belonging to the dude. He is standing in a dark, narrow room, looking perplexed at an arrangement of lamps and what appears to be a canvas, which are placed at the far end of the room. He approaches slowly, peering at the arrangement. The painting on the canvas bears a vague resemblance to a human figure, fringed on all sides by multicolored paint spatters. Alerted by the sound, the dude looks behind him. Out of the darkness, suspended on some kind of harness, swings a human figure. The figure splatters paint in a frenzied manner as it passes above the canvas.
I'll be with you in a moment, Mr. Lebowski.
The silhouetted figure in the harness is lowered to the ground. Stepping from the harness, the silhouetted woman appears to be naked. She is thin with shoulder-length bobbed hair. She slips into a robe as the dude slowly approaches.
Does the female form make you uncomfortable, Mr. Lebowski?
Is that what this is a picture of?
In a sense, yes. My art has been commended as being strongly vaginal, which bothers some men. The word itself makes some men uncomfortable. Vagina.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, they don't like hearing it and find it difficult to say, whereas without batting an eye, a man will refer to his dick, or his rod, or his Johnson.
Johnson?
All right, Mr. Lebowski. Let's get down to cases. My father told me he agreed to let you have the rod, but as it was a gift from me to my late mother, it was not his to give. Now, your face. As for this kidnapping...
Huh?
Yes, I know all about it, and I know that you acted as courier. Let me tell you something. The whole thing stinks to high heaven.
Yeah. Right, but let me explain something about the rug.
Do you like sex, Mr. Lebowski?
Excuse me?
Sex, the physical act of love. Coitus. Do you like it?
I was talking about my rug.
You're not interested in sex?
You mean coitus?
I like it too. It's a male myth about feminists that we hate sex. It can be a natural, zesty enterprise. However, there are some people, it is called satyriasis in men, nymphomania in women, who engage in it compulsively and without joy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Mr. Lebowski. These unfortunate souls cannot love in the true sense of the word. Our mutual acquaintance, Bunny, is one of these.
Listen, Maud, I'm sorry if your stepmother is a nympho, but, you know, I don't see what this has to do with, you have any Kahlua?
Take a look at this, sir.
Hmm?
She plays a video on the TV.
Oh, I know that guy.
The words Jackie Treehorn presents.
Yeah, he's a nihilist.
On screen, a man drives a sports car.
Carl Hungus.
He reads the name from the screen. Now another name, Bunny LaGioia, and the title, Logjammin'. The dude pours himself a drink, keeping his eyes on the video, where a blonde girl in a see-through baby doll nightie and skimpy underwear opens the door to the sports car man.
Hi.
Hello.
Mine
dispatcher says there's something wrong with Dinah Carver.
Yeah, come on in. I'm not really sure exactly what's really wrong with the cable.
That's why they sent me. I'm an expert.
The TV's in here.
You recognize her, of course.
It's Bunny. Now another girl strides into the picture. She is naked.
Oh, that's my friend Sherry. She just came over to use a shower.
The story is ludicrous.
My name is Carl. You should be an expert.
You must be here to fix the cable.
Lord, you can imagine where it goes from here.
He fixes the cable?
Don't be fatuous, Jeffrey. Little matter to me that this woman chose to pursue a career in pornography, nor that she has been banging Jackie Treehorn, to use the parlance of our times. However, I am one of the two trustees of the Lebowski Foundation, the other being my father. The foundation takes youngsters from Watts and...
Shit, yeah, the Achievers.
Little Lebowski Urban Achievers, yes, and proud we are of all of them. I asked my father about his withdrawal of $1 million from the foundation account, and he told me about this abduction. But I tell you, it is preposterous. This compulsive fornicator is taking my father for the proverbial ride.
Yeah, but my...
I'm getting to your rug. My father and I don't get along. He doesn't approve of my lifestyle, and needless to say, I don't approve of his. However, I hardly wish to make my father's embezzlement a police matter, so I'm proposing that you try to recover the money from the people you delivered it to.
Well, I could do that.
If you successfully do so, I will compensate you to the tune of 10% of the recovered sum.
100?
1,000, yes. Bones, or clams, or whatever you call them.
Yeah, what about my...
Your rug, yes. Well, with that money, you can buy any number of rugs that don't have sentimental value for me. And I am sorry about that crack on the jaw.
Oh, that's fine. That didn't even...
Here's the name and number of a doctor who will look at it for you. You will receive no bill. He's a good man and thorough.
That's thoughtful, but...
Please see him, Jeffrey. He's a good man and thorough.
All right.
In a limo.
So he says, my wife's a pain in the ass. She's always busting my friggin' agates. My daughter's married to a Jadrul loser bastard. I got a rash so bad on my ass, I can't even sit down. But you know me, I can't complain.
Oh, fucking A, man. I got a rash, man. Fucking A. I gotta tell you, Tone, man. Earlier today, I was really feeling shitty, man. Really down in the dumps. Lost a little money.
Hey, you know what? Forget about it, huh? Forget about it.
Yeah, fuck it, man. Can't be worried about that shit. Life goes on, man.
Home sweet home, Mr. Rell.
The dude exits the limo, carefully holding his white Russian.
Hey, yo. Who's your friend in a Volkswagen?
Huh?
A VW Beetle is parked behind.
Yeah, he followed us here.
When did he start following?
No! What the fuck? In the limo, you son of a bitch. No argument.
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
The dude is pushed into another limo.
Start talking and talk fast, you lousy bum.
We've been frantically trying to reach you, dude.
Where is my goddamn money, you bum?
The dude stares open-mouthed.
Well, I don't...
They did not receive the money, you nitwit! They did not receive the money! Her life was in your hands!
This is our concern, dude.
No, man, nothing is fucked here.
Nothing is fucked?
No, man.
The goddamn plane has crashed into the mountain!
No, man, come on. Who are you gonna believe? Those guys are... We dropped off the damn money.
We?
I. The royal we. You know, the editorial, I dropped off the money exactly as per... Look, man, I've got certain information, all right? Certain things have come to light, and, you know, has it ever occurred to you that instead of, you know, running around blaming me, you know, given the nature of all this new shit, you know, this could be a lot more... complex. I mean, it might not be just such a simple, you know?
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm blathering about. I've got information, man. New shit has come to light. And shit, man. She kidnapped herself.
Lebowski and Brandt look astonished.
Well, sure, man. Look at it, you know, a young trophy wife in the parlance of our times, you know. She owes money all over town, including to known pornographers. And that's cool. That's cool. I'm saying she needs money, man. And, you know, of course, they're going to say they didn't get it because she wants more. Man, she's got to feed the monkey. Hasn't that ever occurred to you, man? Sir?
He looks at Lebowski appealingly.
No, Mr. Lebowski, it had not occurred to me.
That had not occurred to us, dude.
Well, okay, you know, you guys aren't privy to all the new shit, so, you know. But, hey, that's what you pay me for. Speaking of which, do you think that you could give me my $20,000 in cash? My concern is, and I've got to check it with my accountant, but that this might bump me up into a higher tax...
Brand, give him the envelope.
Oh, well, you've already got the check made out. That's cool.
We received this morning.
Blunt hands the dude an envelope.
Since you have failed to achieve, even in the modest task which was your charge, since you have stolen my money, since you have unrepentantly betrayed my trust, I have no choice but to tell these bums to do whatever is necessary to recover their money from you, Jeffrey Lebowski. And with Brandt as my witness, I will tell you this. Any further harm visited upon Bunny will be visited tenfold upon your head.
The dude unwraps a little toe.
By God, sir, I will not abide another toe.
The dude stares at the green nail polish on the pinky. Next, Walter and the dude sit at the counter of a diner.
That wasn't her toe, dude.
Whose toe was it, Walter?
The fuck should I know? I do know that nothing about it indicates...
Yeah,
it
the nail polish, Walter.
Fine, dude. Guess if it's impossible to get some nail polish, apply it to someone else's toe.
Someone else? Where the fuck are they going
to
get...
You want a toe? I can get you a toe. Believe me. There are ways, dude. You don't want to know about it, believe me.
Yeah, but Walter...
Hell, I can get you a toe by 3 o'clock this afternoon with nail polish. It's fucking amateur.
Walter...
They sent us a toe. We're supposed to shit ourselves with fear. Jesus Christ.
Walter.
Now, the point is...
They're going to kill her, Walter, and then they're going to kill me.
Dude, that's just the stress talking, man. Now, so far, we have what appears to me to be a series of victimless crimes.
What about the toe?
Forget about the fucking toe!
Excuse me, sir. Could you please keep your voices down? This is a family restaurant.
Oh, please, dear. For your information, the Supreme Court has roundly rejected prior restraint.
This is not a First Amendment thing,
sir,
man.
If you don't calm down, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Lady, I got buddies who died face down in the muck so that you and I could enjoy this family restaurant.
All right, I'm out of here.
Hey, dude, don't go away, man. Come on, this affects all of us, man. Our basic freedoms.
The dude has left. Walter looks bullishly around the diner, then settles himself.
I'm staying.
He picks up his cup.
I'm finishing my coffee.
Everyone watches him sipping.
Enjoying my coffee.
Candles burn in an otherwise dark room. 10 toes rest against the end of a bath just above the waterline. They belong to the dude who drags on a joint which he is holding with tweezers. Baseball bat repeatedly smashes down on the answer phone. Several people are in the main room. The dude peers from the bath.
Hey, this is a private residence, man.
The three intruders approach the bathroom. One leads a ferret on a leash. The light is switched on. The dude straightens up as the ferret sniffs around the toilet bowl.
Ah, nice marmot.
One of the men lifts the ferret and, looking pointedly at the dude, drops it into the bath. As the dude struggles to get out, he is pushed back in. Finally, the ferret is lifted out of the water.
You think we are kidding or making with the funny stuff?
Yeah. Look at the things you haven't dreamed of, Lebowski.
Yeah, he believes in nothing.
He believes in nothing, Lebowski, nothing.
And tomorrow we come back and we cut off your Johnson.
Excuse me?
I said we cut off your Johnson!
Just think about that, Lebowski.
Hey, you're big Lebowski. Lebowski.
Maybe they stomp on it and squish it. Lebowski.
They stomp out. Now in a police car pond.
It was discovered last night in Van Nuys, lodged against an abutment.
Oh, man. Lodged where?
You're lucky she didn't get shot, Mr. Lebowski.
Oh, man.
Must have been a joyride situation. They abandoned the vehicle once they hit the retaining wall.
Oh, my fucking briefcase, man. It's not here.
Yeah,
shit.
I saw that on the report. Sorry. You got to get in on the other side. The side view was found on the road by the car.
He hands over a wing mirror.
You're lucky they left the tape deck, though, in the credence.
The dude gets inside.
Oh, Jesus. What's that smell, man?
Yeah, it's probably a vagrant slept in the car. Or maybe just use it as a toilet and moved on.
Hey, man, are you going to find these guys? Or, you know, I mean, you got any promising
Leeds or...
Leeds? Yeah, sure. I'll just check with the boys down at the crime lab. They got four more detectives working on the case. They got us working in shifts. Leeds.
My only hope is that the Big Lebowski kills me before the Germans Leeds. Can cut my dick off.
Now that is just ridiculous, dude. No one's going to cut your dick off.
Thank you, Walter.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Thank you, Walter. That makes me feel very secure.
Dude.
That makes me feel very warm inside.
Dude.
This whole fucking thing. I could be sitting here with just pee stains on my rug.
Yeah.
But no, man, I gotta,
fucking
you know.
Fucking Germans. Nothing changes. Fucking Nazis.
They were Nazis, dude?
Oh, come on, Donnie. They were threatening castration.
Uh-huh.
Are we gonna split hairs here?
No.
Am I wrong?
Well, he
man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists. Fuck me. I mean, say what you want about the tenets of National Socialism, dude. At least it's an ethos.
Yeah.
And also, let's not forget, dude, that keeping wildlife, an amphibious rodent for, you know, domestic within the city, that ain't legal either.
What are you, a fucking park ranger now?
No, I'm just trying to offer...
Who gives a shit about the fucking marmot?
We are sympathizing here, dude.
Fuck sympathy. I don't need your fucking sympathy, man. I need my fucking Johnson.
What do you need that for, dude?
You have got to buck up, man. You cannot drag this negative energy into the tournament.
Fuck the tournament. Fuck you, Walter.
The dude and Walter look daggers at each other.
Fuck the tournament? Okay, dude, I can see you don't want to be cheered up here. Come on, Donnie, let's go get us a lane.
Walter and Donnie leave the exasperated-looking dude sitting at the bar of the bowling alley.
Another Caucasian, Gary.
Right, dude.
Friends like these, huh, Gary?
That's right, dude.
The dude shrugs wearily and stares straight ahead. The dude sips his white Russian. Now sitting next to him is a thin man with a white handlebar mustache wearing a cowboy hat.
You got a good sarsaparilla?
Sioux City sarsaparilla?
Yeah, it's a good one.
The stranger turns to the dude.
How you doing there, dude?
Not too good, man.
One of those days, huh?
Yeah.
Well, a wiser fellow than myself once said, sometimes you eat the bar and much obliged. Sometimes the bar while he eats you.
Mm. That some kind of Eastern thing?
Far from it.
Holding his bottle of sarsaparilla, he sizes the dude up. The dude returns in kind.
I like your style, dude.
Oh, well, I dig your style too, man. Got a whole cowboy thing going.
Thank you. You're just one thing, dude.
What's that?
You have to use so many cuss words.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, dude. Have it your way. Take her easy, dude.
Yeah, thanks, man.
The stranger walks off. The dude stares after him. A phone is plonked on the bar.
Call for you, dude.
Hello?
Jeffrey, you have not gone to the doctor.
No, I haven't yet.
I'd like to see you immediately.
Oh?
At Maud Lebowski's, a thin man with a shaven head and pencil moustache sits in a chair reading. The dude walks in. The man speaks without looking up.
So you're Lebowski?
Yeah.
The man looks up with a smile.
Maud has told me all about you. She'll be back in a minute. Sit down. Do you want a drink?
Yeah, sure. White Russian.
The bar's over there.
The dude who has flopped into a chair gets up with an effort.
So what do you do, Lebowski?
Who the fuck are you, man?
Just a friend of Marty's.
Yeah, the friend with a cleft asshole. What do you do?
Oh, nothing much.
Hello, Jeffrey.
Hello.
Yeah, how are you? Listen, Maud, I got to tender my resignation or whatever because looks like your mother really was kidnapped after all.
She most certainly was not.
Hey, man, why don't you fucking listen occasionally? You might learn something. Now, I got...
Please don't call her my mother. She's most definitely the perpetrator and not the victim.
I'm telling you, I got pretty definitive evidence.
From who?
From the main guy, Uli.
Uli Kunkel? Her co-star in the Beaver picture?
Beaver? You mean vagina? I mean, you know the guy?
I might have introduced him for all I know. You remember Uli?
Mm.
He's a musician, used to have a group, Autobahn. Look in my LPs. They released one album in the late 70s. Their music is sort of a techno-pop. So he's pretending to be the abductor.
Well, yeah.
Look, Jeffrey, you don't really kidnap someone you're acquainted with. The whole idea is that the hostage can't be able to identify you after you've let them go.
Well, I know that. What the fuck is with this guy? Who is he?
Knox Harrington, the video artist. So, Uli has the money?
Well, no, not exactly. This is a very complicated case, Maude. You know, a lot of ins, a lot of outs, a lot of what have yous, and a lot of strands to keep in my head, man. You know, a lot of strands in old Duder's head.
Yeah. Well, if Uli doesn't have it, then who does?
It's Sandra about the Biennale.
Look, I have to take this. Do you still have that doctor's number?
Oh, no, really, it's not even bruised anymore.
Oh, please, Jeffrey, I don't want to be responsible for any delayed after effects. Dime, Sandra. Si?
After effects?
Si, si? Che ridicolo!
As Knox and Maud share the party line, the dude stands at a loss holding his White Russian and the Autobahn album. Next, he's in a doctor's surgery listening to music on earphones. The doctor removes one of the earphones and peers into the dude's ear.
Could you slide your shorts down, Mr. Lebowski, please?
Hmm? No, man, she hit me right here.
I understand. Could you slide your shorts down, please?
The dude looks at him blankly. Now he's in the car, grooving to the music as he drives. He wears his trademark shades and smiles happily as he pulls on a tiny joint.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to set down.
In the rearview mirror, he notices the VW Beetle the limo driver pointed out to him. He swigs from a bottle. And again peers in the mirror. The Beetle is still there. The dude takes a corner. In the rearview mirror, the Beetle also takes the corner. The dude tries to flick his joint out the window, not noticing that it is closed. The joint bounces off the window and into his lap. Desperately trying to extinguish it, he pours the drink into his lap and nearly collides with a truck, swerves and hits a bin. With shades askew, the dude tries to get out of the car, but the driver's door won't budge, even when he tries to force it. He slides to the passenger side, and looking in both directions, sees with bewilderment that the narrow street is quite deserted. There is no sign of the VW. Looking at the grubby front seat of the car, he notices a sheet of paper jammed down the back of it and pulls it out. He tries to focus his bloodshot eyes on the handwritten contents of the crumpled sheet. Random phrases grab his attention. The Louisiana Purchase, Mrs. Jam Toss, History Period 4, and Larry Sellers. Other phrases in red marker, use a dictionary, spelling, who is he, and a large letter D in a circle. The figure of a man dances in silhouette behind a white screen. He appears to wear an olive leaf crown and leaves which encircle his torso and waist. His movements convey a degree of angst. Eventually emerging from behind the screen, it becomes clear that the dancer is Marty, the dude's landlord, and that he is wearing a flesh-coloured body stocking. He rolls on a sports mat placed on the stage before standing up. In the audience, Donnie watches with his mouth hanging open. The dude sits behind him. The dancer strikes several hammy dramatic poses before progressing in an oddly stilted manner across the stage where he climbs to stand spotlit on a chair. Walter, dressed in jacket, shirt and tie, takes a seat next to the dude.
He lives in North Hollywood on Redford near the In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, the In-N-Out Burger's on Camrose.
Near the In-N-Out Burger.
Those are good burgers, Walter.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie. The kid is in ninth grade, dude, and his father is... Are you ready for this? His father is Arthur Digby Sellers.
Who the fuck is that?
Huh?
Who the fuck is Arthur Digby Sellers?
Have you ever heard of a little show called Branded, dude?
Yes, I
know. All but one man died there at Bitter
Creek. I know the fucking show, Walter, so what?
Fucking Arthur Digby Sellers wrote 156 episodes, dude.
Huh.
Bulk of the series.
Oh.
Not exactly a lightweight.
No.
And yet his son is a fucking dunce.
Huh.
Anyway, we'll go there after the what have you. Embrace the kid, should be a pushover.
We'll be near the In-N-Out Burger.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie. We'll go out there, we'll brace the kid. He should be a pushover. We'll get that fucking $1 million back if he hasn't spent it already. A million fucking clams. And yes, we'll be near the
In-N-Out.
Some burgers, some beers, a few laughs. Our fucking troubles are over, dude.
The headlights of the dude's car cut through the darkness as it pulls towards a curb. Looking out the window, the dude sees a bright red sports car parked on the other side of the street.
Oh, fuck me, man. That kid's already spent all the money, man.
Believe that? Hardly, dude. I'd say he still has $960,000, $970,000 left, depending on the options. Wait in the car, Donnie.
Yes?
Pilar?
She nods.
My name is Walter Sobchak. This is my associate, Jeffrey Lebowski. We came to talk about little Larry. May we come in?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. That's him, dude.
They both look. At the other end of the narrow room, a man lies in an iron lung. Walter pushes himself up slightly on his toes.
And a good day to you, sir!
Sit down, please.
They move into the room and take seats.
Larry, sweetie, the man is here.
Is he still right?
Oh, no, no. He has health problems.
Uh-huh.
Sir, I just want to say that we're both, on a personal level, really enormous fans. Branded, especially the early episodes, was truly a source of inspiration.
Sweetie, sit down. This man is the police.
Oh, no, ma'am. We didn't want to give the impression that we were police exactly. We're hoping it won't be necessary to call the police. But that's up to little Larry here. Isn't it, Larry?
As Walter opens his briefcase, the boy Larry stares expressionless. From the briefcase, Walter takes out the sheet of paper the dude found in the car. It is wrapped in a transparent plastic folder. Walter holds it up.
Is this your homework, Larry?
Larry stares blankly.
Is this your homework, Larry?
Look, man.
Dude, please. Is this your homework, Larry?
Just ask him about the car, man.
Is this yours, Larry? Is this your homework, Larry?
Is that your car out front?
Is this your homework, Larry?
We know it's his fucking homework. Where's the fucking money, you little brat?
Look, Larry, have you ever heard of Vietnam?
Oh, for
you're entering
sake.
A world
Walter.
Of pain, son. We know that this is your homework. We know that you stole a car.
And the fucking money.
And the fucking money. And we know that this is your homework.
We're gonna cut your dick off, Larry.
You're killing your father, Larry.
Larry's blank expression is unchanging.
All right. This is pointless. Okay. It's time for plan B.
Walter stands up.
You might want to watch out that front window, Larry. Son, this is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass! Language problem here. Little prick stonewalling me.
Walter! What are you doing, man?
Walter opens the boot of the dude's car.
What are you doing?
He brandishes a crowbar.
Here you go, Larry. You see what happens? You see what happens, Larry? You see what happens? This is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass, Larry!
He smashes the windows of the sports car.
This is what happens, Larry. You see what happens, Larry? You see what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass? This is what happens. You see what happens, Larry?
You see what happens, Larry? Do you see what happens, Larry, when you fuck a stranger in the ass?
No, the headlights.
What happens, Larry? This is what happens, Larry! What happens, Larry? This is what happens when you fuck a stranger!
What the fuck are you doing, man? Oh, stop it!
Hey,
I just bought that fucking car last week!
Whoa!
I'm gonna fucking kill you! Man. I just bought the fucking car last week!
Come on, man.
I'll kill your fucking car,
man. No, hey, that's not his
head! Bald-headed man attacks the dude's car with the crowbar.
Fuck you! No. You like that? Fuck you!
No!
Ow. I'll kill your fucking car, man! I'll kill your fucking car!
The dude, looking mightily peeved, is driving the now windscreenless car. Walter and Donnie are munching on burgers. Now the dude is hammering a narrow piece of wood into the floor. The phone is cradled under his chin.
I accept your apology. No, I just want to handle it by myself from now on. No, that has nothing to do with it. Yes, the car made it home. You're calling me at home. No, Walter, it did not look like Larry was about to crack. Well, that's your perception. You know, Walter, you're right. There is an unspoken message here. It's fuck you! Leave me the fuck alone! Yeah, I'll be at practice.
The narrow piece of wood has been nailed just inside the front door of the apartment. The dude secures a chair between the piece of wood and the door. It looks like crude security to prevent the door from being pushed in. As he walks away, the front door swings outwards and the chair falls over. In stomp the hoods who peed on the rug.
Pin your diapers on, Lebowski. Jackie Treehorn wants to see you.
Jackie Treehorn knows which Lebowski you are, Lebowski.
Jackie Treehorn wants to see the deadbeat Lebowski.
You're not dealing with morons here.
A smiling woman, naked but for bikini bottoms, flies up and down through darkness as if being tossed in a blanket. Below, on a sandy beach, excited-looking men are propelling her into the air using what looks like a large piece of oval-shaped canvas. The only light in the darkness comes from a large bonfire on the beach. The shadows of men and women run about in the half-light. They appear to be chasing one another. White suit steps out of the darkness. His short hair is gray and he smiles knowingly.
Hello, dude. Thanks for coming. I'm Jackie Treehorn.
Now in a futuristic living space overlooking a pool.
It's quite a pad you got here, man. Completely unspoiled.
What's your drink, dude?
White Russian, thanks.
White Russian.
How's the smut business, Jackie?
I wouldn't know, dude. I deal in publishing. Entertainment. Political advocacy.
Which one's log jamming?
Yes, regrettably it's true. Standards have fallen in adult entertainment. It's video, dude. Now that we're competing with those amateurs, we can't afford to invest in little extras like story, production value, feelings.
He sits next to the dude.
Now, people forget that the brain is the biggest erogenous zone.
Well, you maybe.
Of course, you have to take the good with the bad. New technology permits us to do very exciting things in interactive, erotic software. Wave of the future, dude. 100% electronic.
Well, I still jerk off manually.
Of course you do. Now, I can see you're anxious for me to get to the point. Well, here it is, dude. Where's Bunny?
Well, I thought you might know that, man.
Why would I? She only ran off to get away from that rather sizable debt to me.
Well, she didn't run off. She's been,
I've heard that kidnapping story, so save it. I know you're mixed up in all this, dude. And I don't care what you're trying to get from the husband. That's your business. All I'm saying is, I want mine.
Yeah, all right, man. I mean, you know, there are a lot of, facets to this, a lot of interested parties.
Excuse me.
He goes to answer the phone. The dude watches him closely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Where's that?
With his back to the dude and still on the phone, Treehorn writes on a pad.
Excuse me.
As Treehorn leaves, the dude waves casually and stretches back on the settee. He then gets up and, glancing round furtively, hurries to the notepad on which Treehorn scribbled. Taking a pencil, he lightly scores on the pad so that the indentation of Treehorn's message becomes clear. It is a crude human figure with an enormous erect penis. The dude studies it with a look of incomprehension. The dude tears out the page, pockets it, and scurries back to the settee where he drapes himself in a casual pose.
Forgive me.
No problemo, man. So, if I can't find your money, what's in it for the dude?
Well, of course, there's that to discuss. A refill?
Yeah, is a poke shit in the woods?
10% finder's fee. Is that all right?
Okay. Done, Jackie. Yeah, I dig the way you do business, man. Your money is being held by a kid named Larry Sellers. He lives in North Hollywood on Radford, by the In-N-Out Burger. Oh, fucking brat, but I'm sure your goons can get it off him. I mean, he's 15, you know. Punk and social studies.
Slurping his drink, the dude looks increasingly out of it.
So, if you could just write me a check for my 10% of $500,000, $5,000, I'll go out and mingle.
He staggers backwards. Treehorn looks on impassively.
Makes a hell of a Caucasian, Jackie.
He sits down heavily.
15-year-old kid. Is this some sort of a joke?
No joke. The funny stuff, Jackie. The kid's got it. Hi, fellas.
Treehorn's heavies have showed up again.
Kid just wanted a car.
He drops his drink on the carpet.
All the dude ever wanted was his rug back. Not greedy. Really. Hide the room together.
He falls face down.
Darkness washed over the dude. Darker than a black steer's tuchus on a moonless prairie night. There was no bottom.
A huge bowling pin appears from behind an equally huge bowling ball. On-screen titles read, Jackie Treehorn presents The Dude, Maud Lebowski, in Gutter Balls. Now the bowling pin sits upright between two balls in a very suggestive fashion.
I woke up this morning with the sun.
Strutting theatrically in time to the music, the dude appears in a shaft of light between two huge concrete walls. He is dressed in white and casts a long shadow. A bowling alley attendant turns to find a pair of shoes from many that sit in shelf pigeonholes. As he ponders his choice, it becomes clear that the shelf stretches upwards into infinity. The dude looks up at the shelves, smiling idiotically. At the bottom of the shelves, the attendant turns with a pair of shoes. He looks like Saddam Hussein, complete with military beret. His bowling shirt has the name Saddam embossed above the pocket. Now wearing the bowling shoes and a funky tool belt, the dude shimmies down a seemingly endless black and white staircase against a background of stars. On the checkered floor at the foot of the staircase, short, skirted dancing girls wear giant, flimsy headdresses, which are shaped like bowling pins and fan out like flower bouquets. The dude shakes his booty on the staircase. Now the dancing girls are fronted by Maud Lebowski, who wears her hair in plaits and is dressed in brass-colored armor and a similar helmet with huge horns. She carries a long trident.
I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
With Maud in the center, the dancing girls rotate around in a circle, bowing their big headdresses in synchronized Busby Berkeley-style choreography.
Yeah, yeah,
the dude holds a bowling ball high in the air. He strokes Maud tenderly on the arm as she faces away from him. He then places her fingers in the holes of the bowling ball and, with one hand encircling her waist, uses his other to guide her arm through the motions of bowling. The dancing girls start to parade down a bowling lane which is in motion like a moving walkway. Once in position, they one by one stand at ease, legs straddling the lane. Under the dude's guidance, Maud throws the ball, which flies under and between the legs of the dancing girls. Now the dude himself is floating close to the ground between the dancing girls' legs. As he moves down the lane, his body turns so that he is looking upwards. Passing between the open legs of the girls, he smiles with a look of mad ecstasy. Then his body rotates again as he speeds ever closer to the pins. He opens his mouth as if shouting. The pins topple over by themselves, and briefly only darkness is visible. The semi-naked girl from the beach party descends through the blackness. Dressed in a hooded all-in-one Lycra-style bodysuit, Uli, the nihilist, wields a massive pair of scissors which he is snapping open and shut. The dude looks at him terrified. One of the other nihilists appears from the left, similarly dressed, and with an equally big pair of scissors. The dude tries to turn away. The third nihilist appears, and they all three open and close their weapons. The dude eventually turns his back and tries to run, pursued by his tormentors, but it's all in slow motion, and blackness engulfs everything. In the headlights of a car, the dude is running along a road. Vehicles speed by him in both directions as his arms flail out heavily. Eventually, the flashing lights of a police car pull up behind him. In the rear of the police car,
the charge was true, and they say he ran away.
He's hurled bodily into an office where he careers against a desk behind which the local sheriff sits. His wallet is tossed onto the desk. The sheriff picks it up, eyeing the dude distastefully. He pulls a Ralph's Value Club card from the wallet.
Is this your only ID?
Know my rights, man.
The sheriff studies Treehorn's obscene doodle.
You don't know shit, Lebowski.
I want a fucking lawyer, man. I want Bill Kunstler, man, or wrong Kubi.
Mr. Treehorn tells us that he had to eject you from his garden party, that you were drunk and abusive.
Mr. Treehorn treats objects like women, man.
Mr. Treehorn draws a lot of water in this town. You don't draw shit, Lebowski. Now, we got a nice, quiet little beach community here, and I aim to keep it nice and quiet. So let me make something plain. I don't like you sucking around bothering our citizens, Lebowski. I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off. Do I make myself clear?
The dude stares with a look of contempt.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Ow! Fucking fascist!
The sheriff has thrown a cup at the dude.
Stay out of Malibu, Lebowski! Stay out of Malibu, deadbeat!
Keep your ugly fucking gold-bricking ass out of my beach community.
Now in the back of a cab, the dude gingerly touches his forehead.
Jesus, man, could you change the channel?
Fuck you, man, if you don't like my fucking music, get your own fucking cab.
I had a really
rough... I'll pull up to the side and kick your ass out.
Man, come on, I had a rough night, and I hate the fucking Eagles, man.
The cab driver swears violently towards the curb. The driver jumps out and opens the rear door.
Out of my fucking cab! Out of my fucking cab!
He pulls the dude out.
Man! Man! Hey!
As the dude stands at the side of the road, a red open-topped sports car speeds past him. At the wheel is Bunny Lebowski, who snaps her fingers and waves an arm in time to the music. As she depresses the brake on the accelerator, it becomes clear that there are five brightly painted toes impact on each foot. The dude cautiously opens the front door to his apartment and steps inside. He looks around slowly.
Oh, Jesus.
It is a complete mess. The dude moves further in. He falls flat on his face, having tripped over the piece of wood he'd nailed to the floor. As he lies on the ground, a pair of bare feet appear behind him. Looking up, he sees Maud.
Jeffrey.
Maud?
Love me.
She slips off the robe she is wearing.
That's my robe.
Now they're in bed.
Tell me about yourself, Jeffrey.
Well, not much to tell. I was one of the authors of the Port Huron Statement.
the original Port Huron statement.
Uh-huh.
Not the compromised second draft. And then I, you ever hear of the Seattle Seven?
Mm.
That was me. And there were six other guys. And then the music business briefly. Yeah, roadie for Metallica.
Who?
Speed of Sound tour.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of assholes. And then, you know, a little of this, a little of that. My career's slowed down a little lately.
What do you do for recreation?
Oh, the usual. Bowl, drive around, the occasional acid flashback.
He dives out of bed and into the bathroom.
What happened to your house?
Oh, Jackie Treehorn trashed the place. He thought I had your father's money. He got me out of the way while he looked for it. Cocktail?
No, thanks. It's not my father's money, it's the foundation's. Why did he think you have it? Who does?
Oh, Larry Sellers. This high school kid, real fucking brat. You know, this is a very complicated case, Mom. A lot of ins, a lot of outs. You know, fortunately, I'm adhering to a pretty strict drug regimen to keep my mind, you know, limber, and I'm very fucking close to your father's money.
I keep telling you, it's the foundation's money. Father doesn't have any.
What are you talking about? He's fucking loaded.
No, no, the wealth was all Mother's.
Oh, he runs stuff.
But we did let him run one of the companies briefly, but he didn't do very well at it.
Oh, he's,
No, he helps administer the charities now, and I give him a reasonable allowance. He has no money of his own. I know how he likes to present himself. Father's weakness is vanity, hence the slut.
Do you think he,
Maud's hunched up in the bed.
Was that yoga?
It increases the chances of conception. Well, yes. What did you think this was all about? Fun and games? I want a child.
Okay, yeah. Okay, but let me explain something about the dude.
Look, Jeffrey, I don't want a partner. In fact, I don't want the father to be someone I have to see socially or who have any interest in raising the child himself.
Oh, so that doctor,
Exactly. Now, what happened to your face? Did Jackie Treehorn do that as well?
No, it was the chief of police of Malibu, real reactionary. So your father... Oh, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
What?
Oh, man, my thinking about this case had become very uptight. Yeah. Your father.
Jeffrey, what are you talking about? Jeffrey!
Walter, if you're there, pick up the fucking phone, man. Come on, Walter. Pick it up, man. This is an emergency. Come on, I'm not...
Dude?
Yeah, listen, Walter. I'm at my place. I need you to come pick me up.
I can't drive, dude. It's Erev Shabbos.
What?
Erev Shabbos.
What?
Erev Shabbos. I can't drive.
Man.
I'm not even supposed to pick up the phone unless it's an emergency.
This is a fucking emergency.
I understand. That's why I picked up the phone.
Walter, you fuck! We gotta go to Pasadena, man! Come pick me up or I'm off the fucking bowling team!
Now the dude is striding down the path from his apartment. It is dark. He pulls on a hoodie and, pausing on the pavement, notices a VW Beetle parked in the shadows just further down the road. He moves towards it.
Get out of that fucking car, man!
The driver hides behind a newspaper.
Get out of that fucking car! Get the fuck out of the car, man!
The driver gets out.
Who the fuck are
Easy,
you, man?
Relax, man. No physical harm intended.
Who the fuck are you? Why are you following me around?
Relax,
come on, fuckhead!
Relax, man. I'm a Brother Seamus.
Brother Seamus?
The dude stares at the stocky bald man.
Like an Irish monk?
What the fuck are you talking about? My name is Dufino. I'm a private snoop like you, man. What? A dick, man. And let me tell you something. I dig your work. Playing one side against the other in bed with everybody is fabulous stuff, man.
I'm not... Fuck it, man. Just stay away from my fucking lady friend.
Hey, I'm not messing with your special lady.
She's not my special lady. She's my fucking lady friend. I'm just helping her conceive, man.
Hey, man, I'm not...
Who are you working for? Lebowski? Jackie Treehorn?
The detective considers.
The Knutsons.
Who the fuck are the Knutsons?
The Knutsons? It's a wandering daughter job. Bonnie Lebowski, man. Her real name is Fawn Knutson. Her parents want her back, see?
Bonnie's photo.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Crazy, huh? Ran away about a year ago, and the Knutsons told me I should show her this when I found her. It's the family farm. It's outside of Moorhead, Minnesota. They think it'll make her homesick.
Oh, boy. How you gonna keep them down on the farm once they've seen Carl Hungus? She's been kidnapped, DeFino.
Oh, man, that's...
Oh, I don't know. Maybe not, but she's definitely not around.
Hey, maybe you and me could pool our resources. Trade information, professional courtesy. Yeah. Computers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I get it. Fuck off, DeFino. And stay away from my special, from my fucking lady friend, man.
The Nihilists are in a diner.
The lingonberry pancake.
A thin bespectacled blonde girl is with him.
Aufwachen, Arschloch.
Lingonberry pancake.
A waitress takes their orders and collects the menus.
Steve picks and blanket.
Für mich auch kein Bier von Frucken.
She has lingonberry pancakes.
A girl wears a cowboy boot with the upper toe section removed. Her foot is in a bandage stained with blood where the little toe should be. Next, the dude with Walter in a van.
I mean, we totally fucked it up, man. We fucked up his payoff. We got the kidnappers all pissed off at us. And Lebowski, you know, he yelled at me a lot, but he didn't do anything, huh?
Well, sometimes it's a cathartic.
No, I'm saying that if he knows I'm a fuck-up, why does he leave me in charge of getting his wife back? Because he doesn't fucking want her back, man. He's had enough. He no longer digs her. It's all a show. Okay, but then why doesn't he give a shit about his $1 million? I mean, he knows we never handed off his briefcase, but he never asked for it back. The $1 million was never in the briefcase. The briefcase was fucking empty, man. The asshole was hoping that they would kill her. You threw out a ringer for a ringer!
Okay, but how does all this add up to an emergency?
Huh?
I'm saying, I see what you're getting at, dude. He kept the money. My point is, here we are. It's Shabbos. The Sabbath, which I'm allowed to break only if it's a matter of life or death.
Will you come off it, Walter? You're not even fucking Jewish, man.
What the fuck are you talking
man,
about?
You're fucking Polish Catholic.
What the fuck are you talking about? I converted when I married Cynthia. Yeah, come on, dude.
Yeah.
You know this.
Yeah, and 5 fucking years ago, you were divorced.
So what do you say? When you get divorced, you turn in your library card, you get a new license, you stop being Jewish?
This is the drama, man.
Jewish is fucking tough,
yo. Man, you know, it's all a part of your sick Cynthia thing, man. Taking care of her fucking dog, going to her fucking synagogue. You're living in the fucking past.
3,000 years of beautiful tradition from Moses to Sandy Koufax. You're goddamn right I'm living in the fucking past! Jesus. What the hell happened?
Up at Lebowski Mansion, Bonnie's sports car has left the road and mounted a small wall surrounding a large illuminated fountain. Walter pulls the van to a halt. Both he and the dude hurry towards the car. Now inside.
Where was she, man?
Visiting friends of hers in Palm Springs. She just picked up and left, never bothered to tell us.
Well, I guess the fucking Nihilist knew where she was.
Jesus, dude, she never even kidnapped herself.
Who is this gentleman, dude?
Who am I? I'm a fucking veteran. That's who I am.
You shouldn't go in there, dude. He's very angry.
The dude and Walter burst into Lebowski's room.
Oh, man.
So, she's back. No thanks to you.
Where's the fucking money, Lebowski?
$1 million from fucking needy little urban achievers. You are scum, man.
Who the hell is he?
Who am I? I'm the guy that's gonna kick your phony gold brick and ass. That's who I am.
Man, we know the briefcase was fucking empty. We know you kept the $1 million for yourself.
You have your story, I have mine. I say I entrusted the money to you, and you stole it.
As if we would ever dream of taking your bullshit money!
You thought that Bunny had been kidnapped, and you were fucking glad, man! You could use it as an excuse to make some money disappear! All you needed was a sap to pin it on! You just met me! You human paraquat! You figured, oh, here's a loser, you know? A deadbeat! Somebody the square community won't give a shit about!
Well, aren't ya?
Well, yeah. But you...
Get out, both of you.
Look at that fucking phony dude pretending to be a fucking millionaire.
Out of this house now, you bums!
Let me tell you something else. I've seen a lot of spinals, dude. And this guy's a fake. A fucking gold breaker.
Stay away from me, mister!
This guy fucking walks. I've never been more certain of anything in my life.
You stay away from me!
Walter,
I've never been more certain of anything in my fucking life. Come on!
Get away from me!
Put him down, man!
Yeah, I'll put him down, dude!
Walter lets Lebowski fall heavily to the floor. The old man lies helplessly on the rug as Walter stares with raised eyebrows, and the dude looks wearily dumbfounded. Cynthia's dog licks the weeping Lebowski, who swats it away angrily.
Come on, man, help me put him back in his chair.
At the bowling alley, Donnie releases a ball. One of the pins wobbles but fails to fall. Donnie looks profoundly unsettled.
Sure, you'll see some tank battles. But fighting in desert is very different from fighting in canopy jungle. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was a foot soldier's war, whereas this thing should be a piece of cake. I mean, I had an M16, Jacko, not an Abrams fucking tank. Me and Charlie, eyeball to eyeball.
Yeah.
That's fucking combat. The man in the black pajamas, dude. Worthy fucking adversary.
Who's in pajamas, Walter?
Shut the fuck up, Donnie. Whereas what we have here, a bunch of fig eaters wearing towels on their head trying to find reverse on a Soviet tank. This is not a worthy adversary.
What's this day of rest shit? What's this bullshit? I don't fucking care. It don't matter to Jesus.
But you're not fooling me, man. You might fool the fox in the league office, but you don't fool Jesus. It's Bush League psycho stuff. Laughable, man. I would have fucked you in the ass Saturday. I'll fuck you in the ass next Wednesday instead.
Woo! You got a day Wednesday, baby!
Jesus struts off. The guys look nonplussed.
He's cracking.
The whole concept of age. I mean, many learned men have disputed this, but in the 14th century, the Rambam, he like...
In the bowling alley car park, Walter, the dude, and Donnie stop short. The dude's car is on fire. In front of it stand the three nihilists.
Well, they finally did it. They killed my fucking car.
We want some money, Lebowski.
Yeah, otherwise we kill the girl.
Yeah, it seems you have forgotten our little deal, Lebowski.
You don't have the fucking girl, dipshit. We know you never did.
Are these the Nazis, Walter?
No, Donnie, these men are nihilists. There's nothing to be afraid of.
We don't care. We still want the money, Lebowski. We fuck you up.
Fuck you. Fuck the three of you. No. Without a hostage, there is no ransom. That's what ransom is. Those are the fucking rules.
His girlfriend gave up her toll.
She thought we'd been getting $1 million.
It's not fair.
Fair? Who's the fucking nihilist around here, you bunch of fucking crybabies?
No, cool it, Walter. Hey, look, pal, there never was any money. The big Lebowski gave me an empty briefcase, so take it up with him, man.
And I would like my undies, babe.
This guy's gonna hurt us, Walter?
No, Donnie. These men are cowards.
Okay. So we take some money you have won, we call Shatifa.
Fuck you.
Hey, no, come on, Walter. Come on, we're ending this thing cheap, man.
No, what's mine is mine.
Oh, come on, Walter.
No funny stuff.
All right.
No funny stuff.
I got $4, almost $5.
I got $18.
Mine is mine.
We fuck you up, man. We take the money.
Come and get it.
We fuck you up.
Show me what you got, nihilist.
I fuck you.
Walter, come on. He's got
fucking
a sore thing, man.
Fucking dipshit with a nine-toed woman.
Fuck you!
Walter takes one of them out with a bowling ball straight to the chest. The other one, who wields a big sword, attacks Walter but drops his weapon.
Hit the $4!
Walter bites on the ear of his attacker as the dude fends off the third nihilist.
I fucked you!
Walter spits the ear into the air.
Any Semite?
I fuck you!
Again, Ken Walter takes out the enemy with blows to the head and back.
We got a man down, dude!
Donnie is writhing on the ground.
Oh, God, they shot him, man.
That shot, no, dude.
They shot Donnie?
There weren't any shots fired.
Huh?
It's a heart attack. Call the medics, dude. Oh. I go myself, but I'm pumping blood, might pass out. Rest easy, good buddy. You're doing fine. We got help choppering in.
As the dude sprints back into the bowling alley, Walter cradles Donnie's head in the dark car park. Blackness. Next, the dude and Walter sit at a desk in an imposing office. The dude's in shades and seems to be staring into space. Walter studies a thick book. A man approaches from behind up a staircase.
Hello, gentlemen. You are the bereaved?
Yeah, ma'am.
Francis Donnelly, pleased to meet you.
Jeff Lebowski.
Walter Subject.
The dude actually is,
Excuse me? Yes. I understand you're taking away the remains.
Yeah.
We have the urn. I assume this is credit card.
He hands over a folder.
Yeah.
Walter takes it, removes his glasses, and peers at it. The dude flashes a weak smile at Donnelly, who returns it self-consciously. Walter hands back the folder, pointing at something.
What's this?
Yeah, that's for the urn.
Don't need it, we're scattering the ashes.
Yes, so we were informed. However, we must, of course, transmit the remains to you in a receptacle.
This is $180.
It is our most modestly priced receptacle.
Well, can
it's $180?
They range up to $3,000.
Can't we just rent it from you? Yeah.
Sir, this is a mortuary, not a rental house.
We're scattering the fucking ashes. But just because we're bereaved doesn't make us sad.
Sir, please lower your voices.
Man, don't you have, you know, something else we can put them in, you know?
That is our most modestly priced receptacle.
God damn it!
Donnelly flinches.
Is there a Ralph's around here?
Carrying a tin, Walter steps carefully along the rocky surface of a headland overlooking open sea. The dude follows in his footsteps. They're both dressed in knee-length shorts. The dude wears a bowling shirt. It is sunny. The sky is a cloudless blue. As they get to the edge of the outcrop, Walter looks up at the sky and stretches as if steeling himself. The dude lurks in the background.
Donnie was a good bowler and a good man. He was one of us. He was a man who loved the outdoors and bowling. And as a surfer, he explored the beaches of Southern California from La Jolla to Leo Carrillo and up to Pismo. He died as so many young men of his generation before his time. In your wisdom, Lord, you took him. As you took so many bright, flowering young men at Quezon, at Londoc, at Hill 364. These young men gave their lives. So did Donnie. Donnie, who loved bowling.
Walter holds up the Bulger's dry-roasted coffee tin.
And so, Theodore Donald Karabatsos, in accordance with what we think your dying wishes might well have been, we commit your final mortal remains to the bosom of the Pacific Ocean, which you loved so well. Good night, sweet prince.
He removes the plastic lid from the tin and shakes it. The ashes are whipped up by the wind over both him and the dude. The dude stands expressionless, his beard now grey with ashes, his shade spotted with Donnie's mortal remains, his hair flapping in the strong gusts. Walter taps the bottom of the tin. He brushes himself down, then turns.
Oh, shit, dude, I'm sorry.
He starts to dust down the dude.
Goddamn wind, fuck.
God damn it, Walter. You fucking asshole.
Dude, I'm sorry.
It's a fucking travesty with you, man.
Dude, I'm sorry, it was an accident.
What was that shit about Vietnam?
Dude, I'm sorry.
What the fuck? Does anything have to do with Vietnam?
Dude, I'm
what
sorry.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, I'm sorry.
Walter looks down. He appears genuinely upset.
Fucking...
The dude pushes stiffly on Walter's chest, then looks at him defiantly before Walter embraces him.
Fuck, Walter.
Come on, dude. Hey, fuck it, man.
Let's go bowling.
They look awkwardly at each other, then Walter nods in a let's go gesture. At the bowling alley, the polished lane seems to stretch forever. A ball hurtles along it. And another strike is scored.
And now when you're sitting there in your silk upholstered chair, talking to some rich folks that you know, well, I hope you don't see me in my ragged company.
As one of the lanes is carefully polished, another punter delivers a ball.
Be alone.
Two old sodas, Gary.
Right. Good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Well, sorry to hear about Donnie.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, sometimes you eat the bar and sometimes, you know. Hey, man.
It's the stranger.
How do you do, dude?
I wondered if I'd see you again.
I wouldn't miss the semis. How things been going?
Well, you know, strikes and gutters, ups and downs.
Sure, I got you.
Yeah. Thanks, Gary. Well, take care, man. Gotta get back.
Sure. Take it easy, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you will.
Yeah, well, the dude abides.
The dude walks off towards the lanes. With a smile, the stranger turns back to the bar.
The dude abides.
He considers.
I don't know about you, but I take comfort in that. It's good knowing he's out there. The dude taking her easy for all us sinners. Shush. I sure hope he makes the finals. Well, that about does her. Wraps are all up. Things seem to have worked out pretty good for the dude and Walter. And it was a pretty good story, don't you think? Made me laugh to beat the band. Parts, anyway. I didn't like seeing Donnie go. But then I happen to know that there's a little Lebowski on the way. I guess that's the way the whole darn human comedy keeps perpetuating itself. Down through the generations. Westward the wagons. Across the sands of time until we... Oh, look at me. I'm rambling again. Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail. Say, friend, get any more of that good sarsaparilla?
Behind the stranger, at the lanes, a punter takes a ball, steadies himself, and smoothly makes his delivery. The end.
Send me dead flowers to my wedding, and I won't forget to put roses on your grave. No, I won't forget to put roses on your grave.